Well, good morning again, everybody. We're going to wrap up this week in fine style. We have a house full of folks and then some, and it's great to be with you here as we head on down the line. And, well, in the house right now is our good friend Michael Peterson. Good morning, Michael. Good to see you again, man. Yeah. Been okay?
I've been doing good. I got a little headphone hair today, but hanging out with you, that always happens to me.
And Joe Job, the executive director of the National Biodiesel Board. Good to see you, man.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, listen, you both got guitars. We all got microphones. What were you guys working up in the other room just now?
He asked me if I could play a little something in E flat so he could do a little blues harp with me. So. Yeah. So we were just working on a little something, a little surprise for your listeners.
Yeah, okay. We didn't know if we could do it or not. This was, what, the third year in a row we've done this?
I guess it is, yeah. This has become a tradition around here, man.
Yeah, if we do it one more time, we'll have to get married. we're obligated after that. So.
Well, it's good to have you guys. You're in for fanfare, of course. You went to a concert last night, I think, huh?
It was out till 3 o'clock in the morning. It was rain delay. It was like a Dodgers game or something.
Yeah,
man, it was nuts.
Really got zapped yesterday.
Yeah. Were you there?
No.
I wasn't there. I heard about it, but there was tornado warnings. And it's like the CMA is like, country music association is like the postal service, man. Neither rain nor sleet nor hail or, we're going on with the show.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. National Biodiesel Board got a big presence this year?
Yeah, actually, we're down here. I'm down here to just show our support and gratitude for New Holland and for Michael. Mm-hmm. Michael and New Holland put on the tractor race every year. I think it's become probably the most popular event at Fanfare. We can't say enough for what Michael has done and what New Holland has done to promote biodiesel to the 100,000 plus fans at Fanfare, but nationwide to promote the use of biodiesel, and New Holland is actually the most supportive OEM of biodiesel in the world, and so we're just here to show our gratitude for New Holland and to Michael for all that they do.
It's good, man. We, these days it's like gasoline. Highest prices that I've ever seen. It's nuts. People are going crazy out there. It's summertime. Here comes the high prices again. And I don't know if I haven't been watching it that closely, but it seems like there's a disconnect between the price at the pump and the price for crude.
Well, it's interesting. Earlier this week, I was doing a report on these new VLCCs, the very large container cargo ships. I can't remember exactly how it works, but these are incredibly large tankers.
Yeah.
And they're at anchor all around the world now. They're at anchor off of Western Europe. They're at anchor off of Singapore.
Yeah.
Basically, and I think over out off the coast of South America and Africa as well. Mm-hmm. They're sitting at anchor full of crude waiting for the prices to go up. And then they're going to bring it in. And the speculators are actually, Joe, paying anywhere from $23,000 to $35,000 a day.
To let them sit.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And, that is a good illustration of why, our economy, which is our way of life, our entire way of life exists because of our economy. And our economy is held hostage to the extraordinary volatility of global energy prices and the instability that comes with global energy prices because of the location of the majority of the world's energy reserves and crude oil reserves. And that's why we have to start doing something different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you said speculators, you call them,
Yeah.
It's not like they're speculating anything. They're just maybe speculating how long the American public will tolerate this.
I don't know, man. It's amazing. There was a move. I think you guys might remember. It was last year sometime. There was a move to say, a move to get a bill or something going to where if you're going to buy and sell a commodity, then you have to take possession of that commodity,
ooh,
as opposed to just passing paperwork along and gambling on it.
That
never really went anywhere, did it?
No.
It ought to. It sounds like the same problem that happened with the housing problem.
Mm-hmm.
People were buying and selling mortgages. They had no idea if they were good or bad. I mean, they never took possession of them. They were just buying paper.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. Hey, do a number for us. You guys want to do something?
Sure. You got your harmonica?
I do, somewhere.
I was thinking about global warming.
Of all things?
Yeah, of all things. And I was thinking about the election that we had last year and the new president. I was thinking, what if a redneck ran for president? What would their platform be? So this is Michael Peterson. If you like it, please remember my name. If you don't, hi, my name's Kenny Chesney. Anyway, and I've got Joe Joe on harmonica, the famous harmonica player, Joe Joe. He's an instrument. Disappearing wetlands, animals and rivers, Al Gore and global warming, quiver, threats of total devastation, about to eat your lunch. Before you go and get your panties in a bunch, remember there is something anyone can do. The future of the world depends on you, so thaw out some T-bones, fire up the Barbie, support the wildlife, throw a party. Call all your rowdy friends and say this party's dream. Heineken and Rolling Rock, see what I mean. Bring out the champagne and the Bacardi. Support the wildlife, throw a party. We got ice chests and Red Bulls, body shots, bikinis, Granny's tater salad, get your seconds on some weenies, Hank Jr., Kid Rock, Ham and Emmett Skinner, hey Bubba's on the beer bong, looks like we got a winner. It's 1 a.m., 2 a.m., but ain't nobody counting. We're too busy having fun, hey, check out Junior Prowney's riding on his beer belly with a blue Sharpie. Hey y'all, support the wildlife, throw a party. Call all your rowdy friends and say this party's green. Heineken and Rolling Rock, see what I mean. Break out the champagne and the Bacardi. Support the wildlife, throw a party. Come on, take it, Joe. Call all your rowdy friends and say this party's green. We got Heineken and Tanqueray, see what I mean. Brag out the champagne and the Bacardi. Support the wildlife, throw a party. Support the wildlife, throw a party.
Man, I like that.
That's funny.
I like that. Michael Peterson. Hey, we'll take a break. When we come back, put on your headphones.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to some folks. Joe Job is here with us, of course, from the National Biodiesel Board. And is that really an E-flat harmonica?
A-flat, yeah. Played in the key of E-flat.
Every guitarist's dream or nightmare, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be right back.